Before the weekend drawing, people were snapping up tickets for the $215 million jackpot.
Could I get 5 Powerball tickets, please?
Sure. 609. 610, thanks. Good luck.
At a PDQ store on Madison's west side, store clerk Wyatt Moore says sales were brisk.
Oh, it's crazy. From about noon to 12:30. I bet we sold $300-$400 in about an hour.
Janet Becky of Middleton bought 5. She usually doesn't even buy one on a regular basis.
I barely ever buy lotto tickets, but there's so much hype about it being so big, I thought I can spend $5 on it.
Being an infrequent lottery player, she was not aware the odds of winning the Powerball jackpot went up in October from 1 in 80 million to 1 in 120 million.
I didn't know it because I don't follow the game, so I don't play it at all. And no, I probably would have still bought it. Somebody's going to win eventually.
Even though selling the tickets, like Moore, can be unaware of the new odds, which are printed on the lottery stubs and the official website.
I never knew about it. Never heard. And I read the paper almost every day.
Even some regular players don't know the rules have changed against their favor. David Farley of Madison said he regularly plunks down $5 a week on Powerball tickets at the local Stop and Go, and still he can't remember the correct odds.
It's just that one person out of, 180 million, I think it is. So I figured, hey, I should be that one. Why can't I?
It's that glimmer of hope, millions made by just guessing the right numbers, that prompts people to play. Wisconsin Lottery spokesperson Andrew Bohag.
Most of the people, at least here in Wisconsin, understand that playing Powerball is more a source of entertainment than an investment vehicle. They're out there to have fun, to dream a little bit about what it would be like to have those millions of dollars. But I don't think most people in Wisconsin approach Powerball as a way of financing their future. And so that's one of the reasons I think that we haven't heard a great deal of complaints.
Bohag says Powerball players wanted higher jackpots. And even though 4 new states joined recently, that wasn't boosting the take fast enough or high enough. So Powerball officials increased the number of white balls from 49 to 53. The additional 4 balls decreased a player's chances of winning the jackpot. However, since the red number of balls remained at 42, players' odds of matching that got better. But this man, who claims never to have bought a lottery ticket, thinks no matter how minuscule the chance of winning, people will play.
I don't think most people care. This is their chance out of the poorhouse, that's all.
But there are odds that may capture people's attention.
Their odds don't increase substantially of winning this jackpot, whether they spend a couple of dollars on tickets or whether they spend $100 on tickets. So there's really no need to spend a lot of money to play Powerball to win.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.